Oh, you're a firm.
I got the pleasure of you.
What do you think?
We are going to return from our recess. Could I have a motion from council to return?
So moved.
Second, please?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
First. We have,
Lawrence here.
We have several public hearings today. I will turn the meeting over to our council, Mr. Griffin.
Good afternoon. For those who may not be familiar with the policy on zoning hearings, I'll briefly go through that with you. When council holds public hearings on zoning matters, they are legislative-type hearings. Council uses the information it obtains during these hearings to decide whether or not to approve the application as requested. What happens, Mr. Lank, when we start, Mr. Lank will give us a report of what happened at the time your application was before the Planning and Zoning Commission. After he does that, councilman may ask him some questions so that they fully understand the recommendation of the commission, if the commission has made a recommendation. After that, we then call on the applicant or anyone who is acting as a spokesperson for the applicant or an attorney for the applicant, and that person comes forward and gives the presentation for the applicant. If you're speaking for yourself, well, regardless of who you're speaking for, if you come down to the podium, before you make your statement, please state your name and your address. That allows us to tell who is making what statement. After you, as the applicant, have presented your case, either personally or through your representative, we will then ask on each application whether there's anyone from the public who's present who wishes to be heard in opposition or who has a question or a concern about your application. If someone identifies himself in that fashion, we let them come to the podium and say what they want to say. After both sides have been heard from, if there are two sides present, then council decides whether to close the record, which means there will not be any more information put into the record. That's the end of the public hearing process. If the commission has made a recommendation, council can take action, or it could always choose to defer. If the commission has not yet made a recommendation, council is required to defer until we receive their recommendation, or until at least 45 days have passed without us receiving any recommendation from the commission. If you have a cell phone present or a pager, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. Does anyone have any questions about the procedure? Thank you. Mr. Lang?
Yes, for the benefit of the record, the applicants have requested that changes on 1672 and 1673 be consolidated for the purpose of the public hearing, and that the applicant is also aware that the decisions on the application will be separate decisions. It will shorten the process time. First application I'm going to read is changes on 1672, the application of PGS Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also referred to as DuPont Boulevard, 1,500 feet south of Route 26, also referred to as the 9-foot road, and to be located on 7.13 acres, more or less. Change of zone 1673, also the application of PGS Properties LLC, is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, also known as DuPont Boulevard, 800 feet south of Route 26, also known as the 9-foot road, and to be located on 64 hundredths of an acre, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on these applications jointly on February 12 of 2009. For the benefit of the public, the applicant did submit exhibit booklets, a spar ring, a three-ring binder. All the councilmen have copies. The exhibit booklet contains reference to both applications, the project team, rezoning plots, commercial site plan plots, a site data table, qualifications of the engineer, copies of the applications, legal descriptions, copies of deeds, and other recorded documents, rezoning plots, a map of commercial uses in the area, a traffic impact study, aerial photographs, a county zoning map reference, a portion of the state strategies map for investment levels, a 2007 land use and land cover map, references to the proximity to the sewer district, a FEMA floodplain map, a national wetlands inventory map, a state wetlands area map, a soils classification report, and also a USGS topographic map. In reference to both applications, we received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department. We had comments from the Department of Transportation. We received comments from Dagsboro, the town of Dagsboro. The applicant was presented by Preston Dyer on behalf of PGS Properties, LLC, and Mark Davison of Design Consultants Group, LLC, who gave testimony. In reference to the concerns from the town of Dagsboro, I'll just read that into the record. They submitted a letter expressing concerns about the rezoning of both properties in reference that the properties are located within the town's future annexation area, an area of concern, as indicated on the adopted town of Dagsboro comprehensive plan, that the properties are identified on the future land use plan of the county comprehensive land use plan as within a town center, that by identifying this area as town center, the county has recognized that the land would be better served if located within the town. The town has recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the county wherein both parties agreed to communicate and cooperate on issues related to development within the town's growth area and the county's town center land use category. That a meeting has been scheduled for February 18th of 2009 for the county and the town to discuss this issue. The town asks that the commission defer any action on these applications until after this meeting. That the town would like the opportunity to work with the applicants prior to the county taking any action on the parcels. That these parcels will have a significant impact on the future growth of the town if not incorporated within the town prior to development. And that the town's public servants will be impacted by the development at no benefit to the town if the parcels are developed within the county. On the commission's public hearing on February 12th of 2009, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. In reference to change of zone 1672, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1672 for PGS Properties LLC based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, 3.58 acres of the property is already zoned C1 general commercial. By rezoning the remaining 7.13 acres to CR1 commercial residential, the commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district, and this proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. The property is adjacent to and partially within the 500-foot commercial corridor along U.S. Route 113 and is an extension to that corridor. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. Four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning on this property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. In reference to change of zone 1763, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1673 for PGS Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, 7.03 acres of the property is already zoned C1 general commercial. By rezoning the remaining 6,400 of an acre to CR1 commercial residential, The commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. Two, according to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in a developing district. This proposed zoning is appropriate for such an area. The property is adjacent to and partially within the 500-foot commercial corridor along U.S. Route 113 and is an extension to that corridor. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other uses in the area, including those uses at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 26. And four, this rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning of this property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I've received no additional correspondence to dates since the commission's public hearing. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions by councilman? Mr. Davidson?
Before you get started, Mr. Griffin, I've known the applicant here, and he does a lot of work for me, so I'm going to abstain because it's not like it's been a casual relationship for 20 years. I've probably used his business, and I don't know, that may be construed as a conflict, so okay. I probably shouldn't participate, Craig, so I didn't think of that when the application was there in front of us. So.
We'll let the record show that Mr. Cole disqualified himself on this particular matter.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Huh? Sam's
good
chance
getting
passed now.
Yeah, you have a better chance of getting approval now, than Sam says. Good afternoon.
That's nice.
Continue.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Design Consultants Group, located in Milton, Delaware. I'm here today on behalf of the application of PGS Properties, LLC, representing Mr. Craig Banks, who is the owner of parcels 241 and 243, which are the subject of today's public hearing. And as was previously stated, Mr. Banks is here with me today. The application for change of zone 1672 is tax parcel number 230311, parcel 241. The property is currently dual zoned. 3.5 acres of this property is currently zoned general commercial, C1, and the back portion of this piece of property, which is 7.13 acres, is zoned agricultural residential. It has a total parcel acreage of 10.71 acres, and we are asking today that the 7.13 acres be rezoned to the commercial residential zone district, the CR1. The application for change of zone 1673 is tax map 233-11, parcel 243. This property is dual zoned, with the front portion of the property being 7.03 acres, which is currently zoned general commercial, C1, and the back portion of this property, a small triangle piece back here, is 0.64 acres, which is currently zoned AR1, with a total acreage of 7.67 acres. And we are asking that the 0.64 acres in the back here be rezoned to the commercial residential, the CR1 district. As you may or may not know, that the current properties are both split by a 500-foot quarter, a commercial quarter along 113. It splits us, the properties, again, it's a 500-foot offset from U.S. 113. The properties are located on the west side of U.S. 113, approximately 800 feet south of 9-foot road. Parcel 241 is in a level 3 strategies for state policies and spending. Parcel 243 is in a level 2 and a level 3 strategies for state policies and spending. And just so that you know that located between these two properties is also parcel 242, which is owned by Mr. Craig Banks, and it is already currently zoned CR general commercial C1. As part of my next portion of my presentation, I'd like to pass out a board that I have up here. The exhibit that I'm passing out is a portion of the future land use plan that's currently in your 2007 comprehensive plan update. As shown on this map, on the comprehensive plan, the also located within the booklets under the commercial site plan portion is a area commercials property. I'm going to use these two maps right now. Basically, first, parcel 243 is within the town center area, which is described as a growth area in the 2007 comprehensive plan update. The town center growth area line runs along the existing tax ditch between parcels 243 and 241. It is shown a little bit hard to see, but you might be able to see it on that future land use plan. Referring back to the rezoning plan here, the actual growth area line, as was shown on the future land use plan, runs along this tax ditch here. So this parcel here, parcel 243, is within that area that I, is within the growth area for Sussex County. Both maps are indicating, if you look at on both of these maps here, they both indicate the 500-foot corridor along the properties, as well as north and south of these properties. That 500-foot commercial corridor does run along 113. The area commercial property map, which is within in the booklet, shows commercial uses existing in the vicinity of these parcels. On the subject parcel 243 is the Dagsboro Electric and Plumbing and Shorewater Refining Company, which is owned by Mr. Banks. Other commercial uses in the area are designated in green on the attached map. Uses such as the Rural Farms, which is directly across the street from these properties. You got MediaCom Cable. You've got the Savannah Square Shopping Center, the American Legion, Allen's Hatchery. Located on the north side of this property is an application by PGS Properties that has been before you for the rezoning of a portion of these properties to CR1 to combined with the existing C1. That application has been forwarded to you by the Planning Commission for approval and is awaiting your final decision. Change of zone 1672 and 1673 has been recommended by, for approval by the Planning Commission, as Mr. Lank has previously stated. Located within your booklets or under the commercial site plan section of the booklet, this commercial site plan was presented to the commission and being presented to you shows what a viable layout for this actual piece of ground. What we're showing here is we're showing five commercial pad sites. These pad sites range in size from 1.5 acres to 3 acres, and with the largest pad site here being approximately 10.72 acres, which is basically it encompasses parcel 241. The remaining pad sites were taken out of, we combined with parcel 242, which is already currently zoned commercial, along the north side of the tax ditch here, and combining it with parcel 243, we make up four additional pad sites. One, pad site one being the existing commercial use that is already being used by Mr. Banks. In a meeting that we've been having with several meetings that we've had with DelDOT in lining up the entrance, right now the existing site has an Mr. Banks's business right now has an existing entrance located just south of his existing building. And with our discussions with DelDOT and in keeping with the development of the adjacent properties here, we were working on relocating that entrance just a little bit further south and directly across from the existing crossover that's along 113. We've been talking with them about possibly granting a full access entrance. This entrance would connect to an existing north-south cross-access easement that would run along the properties here, along the rear of these pad sites that we're proposing. The access easement would connect with the commercial grounds that's north of this site and could potentially connect to the south along what we're showing as pad site five that would continue a connection to adjacent properties south of this subject property. These properties here are located outside the 500-year floodplain. The existing woods that are located on this site right now, it's approximately 2.8 acres of land, and right now they are currently under investigation as a, for wetland delineation for the woods, with this area being wooded. And the way it's positioned on this piece of property, if the majority of these woods become are determined to be wetlands, it doesn't act as a suitable area to be able to develop this pad site here, so the existing woods would be left alone. Again, parcels 241 and 243 are separated by an existing tax ditch. Located on the site plan before you, I show two 25-foot wide maintenance easements on both sides of the tax ditches that are going to remain for this tax ditches. That plan has been submitted to Mr. Brooks Cahall with Denerac, so that and to the tax ditch managers. Wastewater for this piece of property is will be provided by Sussex County in a report provided by the county. There is capacity available. The parcel is within the Dagsboro-Frankford planning area for sewer service. The parcel adjoins another area being considered for annexation. Annexation into the district is possible following completion of certain administration procedures. These are comments that we received from Sussex County Engineering. Sussex County has been in discussions with us and the PGS properties on the north side of this. Regarding the extension of the sewer service to these proposed project areas, it is anticipated that the developer will extend service to the area and that there will be adequate capacity. According to Sussex County, the proposed development will require the developer to install a collection system in accordance with the Sussex County standard requirements and procedures. The Sussex County engineer must approve the connection point. The engineering department requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval. We've submitted that sewer concept plan to Sussex County Engineering at that time, and we have received comments. The water system on this site, as proposed for the north site here, is going to be a private system that will be operated by Artesian Water Company. Also located within the booklets, I have submitted some, as I did with the Planning Commission, some proposed findings of facts, and I'll just go through those. As I stated before, the project is located in the state strategies for spending levels 2 and 3. Parcel 243, as well as parcel 242, is within Sussex County Comprehensive Plan developing area, and 241 is immediately adjacent. All three parcels are owned by the same owner, Mr. Banks, and it is necessary to combine all three parcels to provide for a critical mass for commercial pad sites, as well as offset any costs for utility extensions to the properties. Some of the goals of the comprehensive plan update and the state's Livable Delaware initiative with respect to growth in developing areas are, in selected areas, commercial uses should be allowed. Again, this property, both these properties being split with the existing commercial already located on these parcels, direct development to areas or with or near community services, and again, incorporate best design practices. The applicant will meet or exceed all dealt-out requirements. The project will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties or community. Highly complementary support and services related to nearby businesses uses will be expected. The properties are adjacent to the 500-foot corridor, commercial corridor, and therefore appropriate for rezoning to CR1 as an extension of the existing commercially zoned corridor. The project is located in an area where commercial uses exist, as well as religious institutions with varying types of businesses and social services. The project will be served by an on-site water distribution system operated by Artesian Water Company, and the sewer will come from Sussex County. The commercial utilization of the property will provide employment opportunities for the residents of the county. The development of the property will generate revenues for Sussex County from the building permits, impact fees, inspection fees, and real estate taxes. And finally, the CR1 zoning is appropriate since Sussex County Zoning Code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail, shopping, and personal miscellaneous service activities, and those activities should be located along the arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. In this case, the project along US 113 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 zoning district. At this time, on behalf of Mr. Craig Banks, we ask that, and based on the recommendations by the Planning Commission, we ask that you look in favor of this, of both applications. Thank you.
Does the council have any questions for the applicant?
I have a question about the wetlands and woods. I'm not sure what you said about the woods being left alone and what would determine that, because we're looking at a rezoning. What's going on with the wetlands situation?
What we've done is wetland delineations are based on three different criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydrology, the soils, and right. Then we've got and then the vegetation. In this area, we've been studying this area here, and with mm-hmm. What we have found is the hydrology is low right now. The water tables are low. So in that determination, it would come back to say that possibly there's no wetlands in the woods, but there's the vegetation in the soil. So right now, the wetland delineation is ongoing. And until we get until the final delineation is complete, basically the wooded area is just going to be left intact. Again,
with the way the woods are located on this small section of the piece of property here, and if they are determined to be wet, the woods will just be left alone.
And if they're not, then you could use it?
Again, it's not a very usable portion of that piece of
okay.
property. It's just
mm-hmm.
not, I mean, it's just, it skinnies off back to the rear back there, and it's just not. Plus, we have a tax ditch maintenance easement back there, and it's just not a.
Okay. You said it was connected to another parcel that's considering annexation. If I understood you correctly, is that what you
that
said?
That was no. That was into the sewer district.
Okay,
that's into
the
county
district,
sewer district,
not to the town. Okay.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
Any other questions?
Mm-mm, no.
Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson?
The only question I have, I guess, and maybe Lawrence can help answer this. I know when we had this, we had a hearing before about this, and one of the concerns was them being annexed into the town of Dagsboro. I think you were going to meet with the town. And what was the...
We met...
What happened to the meeting?
We met with the town. The difficulty of the laws and the procedures don't allow us to just hold up an application for the purpose of annexation. The annexation might not ever take place. Most annexation and most of the towns have to be requested by the applicant. We sat down with the mayor for probably an hour or so, Dave and Howe and myself, and one of the other, I can't remember the other gentleman's name, there was another councilman there also, and the town clerk. It was a good meeting, but the situation is that we can't force an applicant to apply for annexation.
Right. Do I assume that your applicant has no desire to be in the town of Dagenbrook?
That's correct. Not at this time, he does not.
I think the record shows, Mr. Vincent, that the applicant had approached the town about annexation roughly 4 years prior. And at that time, I think the state planning office recommended that they not do it because they didn't have a plan of services. At that point, nothing happened, and then the applicant withdrew his application
right.
because it was never acted on.
Mr. Griffin, if I could clarify that, the PGS Properties approached, I believe, the town, and on the properties to the north of Mr. Banks's property.
Okay.
I believe that Mr. Banks's property was included
in the request
when this piece of property here was approached to the town. So this came later. This came later. So Mr. Banks has never approached the town about annexation okay. into the town.
So it was an adjoining property.
It was the adjoining property. That's correct.
PGS property.
The PGS property, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Griffin?
Is there anyone here, and I can't see everybody, but if there's someone here who has a question or a concern or an objection, would you please come forward?
Wayne Baker's coming.
I'd like to speak.
Yes, sir.
My name is Wayne Baker. I'm the mayor of Dagsboro. I live at 28410 Clayton Street. I've heard a lot today about land use, comprehensive plan, and my concern is that the town of Dagsboro annexation, this has been in a growth plan for several years. If, in fact, the county moves forward with this without having them come to the town of Dagsboro, I guess, and at least requesting some type of annexation, a letter of no objection, or something, then the town is going to end up with enclaves all through it. And that's not what we're after. I don't think that's what the comp plan is after. I don't see how that's going to benefit anybody, because when it's said and done, I think that the state is after a unified program for all of us. I think we all know how difficult comp plans are. We spend thousands of dollars, many hours of public hearings to get the will of the people. We come up with codes that we devise to make sure that the town has a character that we want to move forward with. And if we allow enclaves to come into our land comprehensive plan that's been approved, then what's going to happen is that, you know, the town of Dagsboro is no way going to be unified. We're going to have businesses in town that probably may not be what the town is after. We're going to have sign codes and different building heights that are going to be different than what the town feels is in its best interest. And the town has just spent this past year many, many hours doing this. And I don't know that I can stand here and say I'm opposed to this being a commercial property, because if it comes into Dagsboro, it is zoned commercial. Our code is already in place, and it would come in under our highway commercial usage program. I'm just very adamant that I think our land comprehensive use plan that has been ratified by the state and carries the weight of at least our law should be recognized by Sussex County Council, as through our memorandum of understanding that we signed with you, is that, you know, we want to work together on this. And if this body seeks to move forward, without allowing that to happen, it really, I guess, dampens my spirits to think that we're going to end up with a lot of property in town that does not have to form to our code. So I guess if you move forward with this, I don't know if it's legal or not legal, but if any conditions could be placed on it that they at least have to abide by the town code of the town of Dagsboro as far as building restrictions and the type of businesses that can go into this parcel.
Did you express these concerns to the Planning and Zoning Commission when they heard this application?
I put in writing to Planning and Zoning the things that I'm saying now, like the letter that was read into record, so I don't want to be redundant in this. It's I think it's a matter of law that's got to be clarified at some point, and in fact, in meeting with the state of Delaware's land use plan, Brian Hall and Constance Island, next Monday, and if there's no legislation in place, then I think we need to work on having a unified plan so that the state's not going one way, the county's going another, and the town ends up with a land comprehensive plan that has no value. And that's how that I see it.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you. Mr. Wilson?
I don't know if I'm understanding you right. Are you saying that this will force this into town limits if we vote for this?
No.
No, it will not force them into town limits.
That's what I understood. I just want to make sure, clarify that.
I think he's saying that he would like council to put some condition on the approval that the applicant would have to comply with the town codes,
yeah,
even though it's not in town limits.
Much harder for us to comply if they're not in town limits, and you didn't accept it. The town evidently didn't accept it.
That's not true, sir. The town took all legal steps. We moved forward. We were ready, willing, and able to annex them into the town. The plus review that's required by this development went before the state. The state came back and said the county cannot provide sewer, therefore we recommend you not annex this property into town. And as you know, the sewer program is still not completely done. That's still being studied, even though it has many years under its belt. However, I think the sewer program is moving forward under whatever changes that they've made at this point.
The town sewer project is what you're talking about, is not ready.
The Dagsboro, Frankfort, Sussex County.
Okay. Oh, that one. Okay.
In other words, Sussex County was not able. And even two to three years ago, any development at all coming into town was not able to be brought into town because there was not enough sewer capacity, which I'm sure you're all aware
of.
I'm
sorry.
Excuse me. Anything else?
Is there any value in deferring on this to see if there's anything we can do? Is there any way we can, under the law, we can do anything on this?
Well, I don't see legally that there's any way the county can force the applicant to seek annexation. And unless the applicant chose voluntarily to seek annexation, I don't think there's any way that we could burden them with a condition that would say they had to be annexed or had to pay fees to the town for connections or, you know, impact fees, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You're either in town or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
This property is not.
And no way we could force any kind of particular compliances or attach any kind of compliances to this that would help with the town with some of its concerns as to what kind of businesses they have there.
Well, if we approve it, it's the use of the property is subject to our conditions only.
The difficulty of both these parcels, as was the one we heard a few weeks ago, that the front 500 foot of the property is already done commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So, without annexation, there's right now there's.